So let's talk about one more case. How about this young woman who had a local recurrence while receiving adjuvant therapy?
This is a young woman, 35, who received some sort of neoadjuvant therapy, underwent lumpectomy, whole breast radiation therapy, had a high amount of residual disease, even having received neoadjuvant therapy, and then basically recurred on adjuvant capecitabine. So she recurred while receiving capecitabine. We would treat this woman for a cure in the absence of distant disease. I don't know what kind of neoadjuvant chemotherapy she got, so.
I would guess she got an anthracycline taxane. Assuming she just got an anthracycline taxane, what would you be thinking about? And if she got anthracycline taxane platinum, what would you be thinking about?
So first of all, she should have undergone genomic germline genetic testing. So I'm going to assume also that she was a BRCA normal.
That was the next question I was going to ask you, if she was BRCA positive. But let's start out BRCA wild type.
Yeah. So let's assume she's wild type. If she did not get a platinum in the preoperative setting, which I would have given a 35-year-old with a large tumor to begin with, but if she did not, then I would do some sort of platinum. And the obvious choice would be something like gemcitabine, paclitaxel. I have used docetaxel platinum as well, but I like either nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel or old cremophore solubilized weekly paclitaxel with platinum. If she'd gotten a platinum, I would have given her gemcitabine cisplatin 2 weeks on, 1 week off, and then we would have tried very hard. You know, we'd watch that breast very closely. We'd stage her at 9 weeks. We'd stage her at 18 weeks. And if at 18 weeks she had had some sort of response, she would go to mastectomy, even if it required some sort of oncoplastic surgery coverage. If she had gotten anthracycline taxane and platinum, then the choices are much harder. This is a situation where I might incorporate ixabepalone. That is one of the few drugs where we have data that it actually works.
Wow, I haven't heard about that for a while. Is it still available?
Blast from the past. Huh?
It's still available? You use it?
Yeah, it's still available. If you ask me what drug has been proven to work in taxane relapse disease within the first year of finishing a taxane, the only data we have for that is ixabepalone.
Wow.
Almost all of the other metastatic studies require that patients not recur within either 6 months or a year, having finished their triple negative adjuvant chemotherapy regimen.
Wow.
So we do know that's how it was approved, was in patients relapsing within a year of finishing taxane therapy. So I would think about something like single agent ixabepalone. That's one option. I'd look at her heart and see if maybe I could. A lot of what I would do would be informed by how she responded to either the anthracycline or the taxane platinum. So if she had gotten anthracycline, taxane, platinum, and her disease had melted away with 4 cycles of AC, I would consider retreating her with anthracycline for the sole goal of getting her to a surgical candidate again. And I would also set a realistic expectation –